With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On Capitol Hill, Democrats have killed a Republican bill that would have provided paychecks to essential workers despite the ongoing shutdown. They're calling it, the Democrats rejected the bill, calling it selective and incomplete. The feds have uncovered a massive sports fraud scandal encompassing everything from illegal high-stakes poker games and the use of confidential insider information on sports players and teams as well. FBI Director Kash Patel says the scope of it is hard to believe.
The fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
U.S. Attorney Joseph Nasulla Jr. says one of the two indictments involves six defendants accused of taking part in what he calls an insider sports betting conspiracy.
The second indictment involves 31 defendants alleged to have participated in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal poker games.
Among those arrested, Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. The Al-Qaeda of the Western Hemisphere, that's how the administration has taken to calling the drug cartels and shipping their products to the U.S., her new description for those cartels. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says there is no question Venezuela has become a major pipeline.
The challenge with the Caribbean Basin is you have a narco state in Venezuela run by a cartel. And I remind everybody, Nicolas Maduro, it's not just me saying it. People think I'm just calling the guy names. He's indicted by the Southern District of New York. The Southern District of New York indicted Nicolas Maduro and a bunch of other people in his regime for being they're a transshipment organization.
This is SRN News. A new report on religious freedom, and we get a closer look at it from correspondent Michael Harrington.
It's the annual offering of aid to the church in need, and it finds that nearly two-thirds of the people on earth are suffering from restrictions on their religious liberty. 5.4 billion people living in 62 countries are either persecuted for their faith or suffer discrimination because of it. The report concludes that the two primary drivers of religious persecution are authoritarian regimes and Muslim terrorism. It also reports that anti-Semitism is up all around the globe. Michael Harrington reporting.
The organizers of the Jewish International Film Festival say they have been forced to postpone the event because cinemas in Malmö, Sweden will not screen the films, with some citing safety and security concerns. Anti-Semitism is surging around the world, triggered by the 2023 Hamas terrorist attack on Israel that left more than 1,000 people dead. This is SRN News. The European Union has imposed more economic sanctions on Russia. The new penalties announced today add to measures by President Trump against the Russian oil industry. In particular, those sanctions aim to cut off revenue and supplies, fueling Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky has welcomed the sanctions. He urged more nations to join in. The EU measures target Russian oil and gas, banning imports of liquefied natural gas, and adding port bans on some ships as well. More people were out shopping for homes last month. The National Association of Realtors says used home sales were up 1.5% compared to the month of August, thanks in part to declining mortgage rates and more homes on the market. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by about 185 points. The NASDAQ up 225. The S&P 500 up about 45 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.